Today, markets say confused. You will be. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. One of those posts covering finance and property news. Well, this is our weekly market update. And overall, the trading week has been marked by rising expectations that the Federal Reserve will shift to cutting rates sooner and faster next year, bolstering bets among bulls that equities are poised to reset record highs in 2024. The MSCI's index of global shares added 0.12% and headed for a monthly gain of 8.7% after investors grew increasingly confident that US interest rates have peaked, with market narratives shifting to the timing of cuts. Bank of America strategists have laid out an optimistic forecast for the S&P 500, predicting the index will reach a new high of 5,000 by the end of 2024. This bullish outlook follows a notable monthly surge in the index, which saw its strongest gains since July of the previous year. The bank's equity team has identified a transition in market dynamics from broad macroeconomic concerns to a focus on individual company performance, dubbing the current climate a stock picker's paradise. This shift is underscored by a significant increase in what they call idiosyncratic alpha, which suggests that stock-specific dynamics are becoming more important for generating robust returns. But investors are understandably having great difficulty determining where the economy is actually headed, given it's not responded as it normally would due to the extraordinary tightening of monetary policy. Some of the major banks in the world actually expect global economic growth to ease further in 2024, squeezed by elevated interest rates, high energy prices, and a slowdown in the world's two largest economies. The global economy is forecast to grow by 2.9% this year, according to a Reuters poll, with next year's growth slowing to 2.6%. Most economists expect the global economy to avoid a recession, however, but have flagged possibilities of mild recessions in Europe and the UK. A soft landing for the US is still on the cards, although uncertainty around the Federal Reserve's monetary tightening path clouds the outlook, and China's growth is seen weakening, exacerbated by companies seeking alternative cost-efficient production destinations. And there's another factor in play, and that's the legacy of the massive consumer stimulus provided through COVID. In the US, the accumulated excess savings hit a peak of around $1.9 trillion US dollars, or 8% of annual GDP. In Europe, the excess savings expanded to a peak of about 600 billion euros, or 5% of annual GDP. But in Australia, it's a standout in terms of the breathtaking size of the consumer buffers, which peaked at 315 billion Aussie dollars, or 13% of annual GDP, which, by the way, is about 3 years of potential growth. So no wonder investors are confused. But the savings buffers are being dissipated, and quite quickly now, and this is one key reason why 2024 might well be worse than the markets expect. While inflation remains sticky, so rate cuts may have to be later than the markets are hoping. In fact, in the note, Bank of America strategist Michael Harnett said the bank's contrarian buy signal ended this week as billions more flowed into equities. 16.5 billion US dollars moved into equities this week, lifting the inflow in the past 2 weeks to 40 billion US dollars. And in addition, Harnett said 2.4 billion US dollars flowed into tech stocks, the biggest shift in 12 weeks, far outpacing the next sector, financials at $300 million. Elsewhere, LPL Financial's David Magso said, in an encouraging sign of broadening participation, about 55% of S&P 500 stocks were trading above their 200-day moving average as at Friday morning. That's more than doubled since the end of October. Sentiment is improving, according to the most recent AAII sentiment survey too, the percentage of bullish investors increased slightly to 45.3%, coming in above the historical long-term average of 37.5%. Bearish investors declined to 23.6%, below the historical average of 31%. The overall report continues to reflect building bullish market sentiments. Anyhow, shares closed higher in New York in a session that finished at 1 p.m. local time in thin trading following Thursday's U.S. close for Thanksgiving. Cash trading in the U.S. bond market also closed at 2 p.m. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.33% to 35,390. The S&P 500 gained 0.06% to 4,559. And the Nasdaq Composite dropped 0.11% to 14,250. Visa stock performed amazingly well through November, with the company's shares hitting a historic peak on Friday. The stock soared to an all-time intraday high of $254.70 before closing slightly lower at $254.38, up by 0.26%. This milestone caps off an 8-day winning streak for Visa, marking its longest run of consecutive gains since January 2020. US 10-year Treasury yields, which of course set the tone for borrowing costs worldwide, rose to 4.472. They were still comfortably below the 5% milestone reached last month. The minutes from the latest Fed policy meeting signaled that there will be no more hikes unless progress against taming inflation faltered. Currencies trade in a relatively narrow range in US markets and close early on Friday after the US Thanksgiving holiday. The index eased 0.34% to 103.42, staying close to the 2.5-month low of 103.17, which was touched earlier this week. For the week, the index was down 0.5% after slipping 1.9% last week. The index is on course for its weakest monthly performance in a year on those growing expectations that the Federal Reserve is done with raising interest rates and could start cutting them next year. Data also show that US business activity held steady in November, but employment in the private sector declined. S&P Global said its flash US composite PMI output index, which tracks the manufacturing and services sectors, was unchanged at 50.7, as a moderate rise in the services sector activity offset a contraction in manufacturing. And by the way, a reading above 50 indicates expansion in the private sector. The lack of strong orders growth resulted in businesses shedding workers, though, with the survey's employment index showing its first contraction since June 2020. An easing labour market will aid the Fed's fight against inflation. Economic data has been producing a fair amount of evidence of a cyclical downturn in the US. Jane Foley, senior FX strategist at Rabobank, said in the note. And the VIX, viewed as a reflection of investors' tolerance for risk, fell 2.7% to 12.46 on Friday. That's the lowest since January 2020. And by the way, the VIX has tumbled more than 40% in the last month. Oil fell on Friday as the release of some hostages in Gaza reduced the geopolitical risk premium, but prices notched their first week of gains in over a month ahead of next week's OPEC Plus meeting to decide on production cuts in 2024. Brent crude futures settled down 1.46% to $80.23 a barrel, while US West Texas Intermediate crude fell 2.5% from Wednesday's close of $75.17. By the way, there was no settlement for WTI on Thursday, thanks to the US Thanksgiving holiday. Both contracts had their first weekly gain in over 5 weeks as OPEC Plus prepares for a later than expected meeting that will have output cuts high on the agenda after recent oil price declines on demand concerns and burgeoning supply, particularly from non-OPEC producers. The most likely outcome now appears to be an extension of existing cuts, said IG analyst Tony Sycamore. The surprise delay in the meeting had initially brought Brent futures down as much as 4%, and WTI was down as much as 5% in intraday trading on Wednesday. Trading, though, remained subdued during Thursday's US holiday. One bright spot came in the form of the near-term economic outlook in China. Recent Chinese data and fresh aid to the indebted property sector can be positive for the oil market's near-term trend, said CMC Markets' Tina Tieng. Yet, those gains could be capped by higher US crude stockpiles and poor refining margins, leading to weaker demand from US refineries, analysts said. Fundamental developments have been bearish, with rising US oil inventories, ANZ analysts said in the note. Still, China's long-term outlook does remain lukewarm. Analysts say oil demand growth could weaken by about 4% in the first half of 2024 as the property sector crunch weighs on diesel use. A non-OPEC production growth is set to remain strong, with Brazilian state energy company Petrobras planning to invest $102 billion over the next 5 years to boost output to 3.2 million barrels of oil equivalent per day. By 2028, that's up from 2.8 million in 2024. Gold futures finished higher, settling 0.55% up at $2,003 an ounce. European stock markets traded marginally lower on Friday after weak German growth data, although trading volumes were limited with few overnight queues on account of the US market holiday. The European benchmark Stoxx 600 gained 0.33% on Friday to close higher for a second straight week, while investors assessed data from Germany for clues about the country's economic outlook. And the euro was 0.34% higher at 1.0941 as data confirmed an initial estimate published in late October that shows Germany's economy shrank slightly in the third quarter from the previous 3 months. After the weak economic development seen in the first half of 2023, the German economy began the second half of the year with a slight drop in performance, said Ruth Brand, president of the German Statistics Office. Recent data has pointed to the possibility of a mild recession in the Eurozone's dominant economy by the end of this year, adding a degree of urgency to the debate over what the European Central Bank does next with its interest rates. That said, German business morale improved for a third straight month in November. The single currency is pausing after gaining ground on Thursday on a series of preliminary surveys showing that recession in Germany might be shallower than expected, which offset a downbeat reading on French business activity. Eurozone government bond yields ticked higher, reflecting pushback from European Central Bank officials against speculation that they were ready to start thinking about cutting rates. ECB policymaker Robert Holtzman, seen as a policy hawk, reiterated that another rate hike was possible after Belgian policymaker Pierre Winston warned about too optimistic bets on future cuts. The European Central Bank must resist any temptation to cut interest rates early, as the most difficult part of fighting off the inflationary surge could still be ahead, Bundesbank President Joachim Nagel said on Thursday. European's 10-year government bond yield, the benchmark for the euro area, ended at 2.6295. The DAX index in Germany traded up 0.22%. The CAC 40 in France traded up 0.2%. And the FTSE 100 in London fell just a little. In the UK, where the Bank of England is now viewing as having to keep interest rates at a 15-year high until late next summer, sterling rose to the highest since early September, up 0.61% at 1.2609. After data on Thursday showed that British companies returned to growth in November, fueling hopes Britain might avoid a recession. In Europe, a lot of focus will be on Barclays after Reuters reported that the British bank is working on plans to save as much as £1 billion, which could involve cutting as many as 2,000 jobs, mainly in its back office. In Asia, Japan's Nikkei share index climbed, charging back towards a 33-year high on Monday. It was up 0.54% to 33,633. Data on Friday showed that Japan's core consumer inflation picked up slightly in October, although by less than expected. The nationwide core consumer price index, the CPI, which excludes volatile fresh food costs, rose 2.9% year on year in October, according to the government data, against a 3% expected by economists. Headline CPI inflation grew 3.3% in October, though, accelerating from 3% seen in the prior month. Elsewhere, the Japanese yen was about flat against the dollar at 149.45 after strengthening on news that the core consumer price growth picked up slightly in October as food prices eased, although the reading still remained well above the Bank of Japan's target as overall inflation accelerated. The data does reinforce in the investors' view that stubborn inflation may push the Bank of Japan to roll back monetary stimulus before long. ING economists said they expect the BOJ to move away from its super accommodative stance next year. We believe that the Bank of Japan will scrap the yield curve program as early as the first quarter of next year, as Japanese government bonds appear to have stabilized. They said the bank will then begin its first rate hike in the second quarter of 2024 if wage growth continues to accelerate next year. Mainland China's Shanghai Composite Index dropped 0.68% to its lowest close in more than a month, reflecting investor concern about a property slump and the sluggish economy there. On Friday, foreign investors sold a net 6.2 billion yuan, or $859 million, of mainland Chinese shares via the Stock Connect channel. After the US holiday break, Hong Kong's Hang Seng stock market faced a downturn, with the index experiencing a significant weekly loss. The index dropped by 1.96% to close at 17,567, pairing the week's gains to a modest 1.2%. This was led by a retreat in tech stocks, with the tech index falling itself by 1.6%. Despite those losses, the Hang Seng Index managed to hold on to an overall weekly gain, thanks in part to early week trading optimism spurred by easing geopolitical tensions between the US and China, along with support measures for China's housing sector from mainland authorities. The market disquiet was further exacerbated by the less than expected quarterly results of key industries. A total of 31 out of 80 index constituents have published their September quarter results, revealing an average year-over-year growth of only 6.5%, with reported earnings falling short by an unexpected margin of 7.2%. Key industries such as material production, technology, and banking were among the most impacted sectors. In Australia, the Australian share market ended on Friday slightly higher as gains in energy and utilities overcame the sustained rout in tech stocks that had weighed on the index for much of the week. The benchmark ASX 200 added 11.6 points or 0.1% to 7,040. Trading was subdued because of those Wall Street holidays, and US futures traded higher. The benchmark ended Friday just 0.1% lower than the week earlier. Energy stocks were the best performing over the week, up 2.1%. On Friday, Woodside gained 1.4% to $31.93, and Santos added 1% to $7.07. The gains in the energy sector this week were offset by declines in the tech sector, which sank 3% across the 5 days following a tepid investor response to results from US-listed chipmaker Nvidia on Wednesday. Utilities heavyweight Origin Energy advanced 2.8% to $8.56 on Friday after falling by a similar margin earlier in the week. The takeover target remains in the spotlight after shareholder Australian Super blasted attempts by Brookfield to buy more time on its renewed $18.7 billion bid. In other company news on Friday, Select Harvest tumbled 10.5% to $3.91 after net losses deepened to $150 million in the fiscal year 2023 from $4.8 million a year ago, resulting in the final dividend being scrapped. Wise Tech lost 3.2% to $64.05 after reaffirming its outlook despite new tailwinds from weakness in the Australian dollar and the addition of two acquisitions. Chairman Andrew Harrison is set to retire in March. Board member Richard Dammery is his replacement. Virgin Money fell 6.1% to $2.78, The UK company said full-year profit fell 42% to £345 million, or £660.5 million Aussie dollars, after it took a hefty and conservative £309 million provisioning charge against potential but not yet apparent bad debts, particularly in its credit card book. Whitehaven Coal was up 3.4% to £728. The coal miners Winchester South Cooking Coal Project was given a recommendation to proceed by the Queensland Government's Coordinator General. Banks were mixed, with ANZ up 0.37%, CBA up 0.71%, Westpac up 0.09%, and NAB down 0.07%. Macquarie was up 0.33%. And the Aussie was up 0.39% to 65.82 against the US dollar, and down 0.11% to 52.26 against the UK pound. And finally, in the cryptocurrency markets, Bitcoin rose just 0.2% to 37,669, up in areas not seen since May 2022. A spate of filings for spot Bitcoin and Ether exchange traded funds, including from traditional finance heavyweights, have revived the crypto market, which last year was crushed. And in fact, on my live stream on Tuesday, I'll be joined by Adam Stokes, and we're going to look at some of the developments in the crypto markets in more detail. So mark your diaries and join us for that. But generally, if you stand back, you can see here that there's a considerable degree of uncertainty in the markets as to what may happen next. And for me, I think the key is household savings and how quickly they're dissipating. Certainly, momentum is easing as people are spending less. But of course, it's not equally spread across all consumer groups. There are some still with plenty of money in the bank and willing to spend, but many others are finding it harder and harder to keep that above water. So this is not going to be a straightforward scenario to predict, and therefore we'll just keep watching and reporting on the vagaries of the market. Certainly, I think a lot of people out there who are professional traders are being way too bullish just at the moment. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. My thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.